A year on, we're looking back at how the coronavirus outbreak affected the lives of those living with a visual impairment, the challenges, the little blessings, and how we and the world around us adapted to this truly bizarre change to our everyday lives. Today, RNIB volunteer Vivian Wilkes joins me to share her own experience of the pandemic. How has this past year been for you, Vivian? Because it's just such an unimaginable thing that happened.
I think it's been a real mixed bag, to be honest. I have been shielded for the year, so that's certainly been something to get used to. But at the same time, I think I've had so many opportunities that I wouldn't have had if the pandemic hadn't have hit, that it sort of brought a little bit of joy with it as well.
What were the positives? Because I guess it's really easy to focus on the negatives of the pandemic. But as you said, there have been some good things that came to you during this past year.
I've been able to be involved in a lot more opportunities, volunteering wise. I've met a lot of new people. I've learnt to actually embrace sight impairment and visual impairment, and I've learnt just to allow people the opportunity to see me before they see sight loss. And I think the pandemic has really been a good thing for being able to be involved in educating people and helping people to understand what it's like to have a visual impairment. So I've really enjoyed that aspect of it. And I think on a personal level, it's made me realise how much laughter there is in my home. And that was maybe something that I never appreciated as much as I have appreciated during the lockdown. But my house is full of laughter, and I love it. And it's made me love my family even more.
And you said you've noticed, I guess, an internal change that helped you cope in a way, or help you understand your own sight loss and who you are as a person. What do you think changed and made this possible, aside obviously from the pandemic, but what was different from any other year?
I think a lot of external organisations have now taken the time to ask for opinion, to ask for an insight into what visual impairment is and how they can change things, what they can do to help, how they can be more accessible to us. And I think that has really shown a real shift in the amount of opportunities that I've been able to get involved in via RNIB, to be honest.
So what were some of the opportunities that you took part in this year?
I've been involved in working with our local police force on a visual impairment policy and adapting their website so that it's accessible. I've been involved in the UK CIC Immunology Board for COVID, which was a fantastic opportunity that I found through Connect Voices. And then I've been involved in some smaller projects, so working with university students who are doing their final dissertations, filling in surveys, and then I've been involved in some of the focus groups that RNIB have run as well.
These are some of the really amazing opportunities that wouldn't have, I guess, been possible otherwise, but what were the challenges?
I think for me, it was embracing technology was my biggest challenge. I am a little bit of a dinosaur when it comes to learning about new things in technology, but the pandemic made me do that. And actually what I learned was that technology isn't as scary as I thought it was. And that when I needed help, I felt comfortable enough to say to people, sorry, but you're talking a little bit too techie for me. And people didn't mind me saying that. I've always been a little bit afraid of asking more technology questions, but actually people didn't mind talking you through how to do things. And I've really embraced using Teams and Zoom and all those sorts of things, which are things that I kind of shied away from before. So yeah, that's been quite a nice way of doing things.
Now that restrictions are gradually easing, how are you feeling about coming out of lockdown? Do you have any concerns, or are there things you're really looking forward to?
I think I have more concerns than anything. My biggest concern just being transport and being able to travel again now that there are restrictions in place and there are rules with regard to social distancing and things like that in place. And also because I am very aware that my cane skills haven't been used as much as they would have been done previously. So I think it's more of a confidence thing. I think once we start going back out there, I think that will grow quickly. But I think initially, I do feel some apprehension about going out again.
What do you think would help you as, I guess, we leave lockdown? Is there anything that can be done to make it easier or the transition easier for you?
I think for me, it's about us all as a community sharing our experiences, sharing tips and tricks and things. I quite like it when somebody else on will say, "Oh, well, I tried this and it worked for me." So I always think it's nice to get other people's views on how they've navigated. And then I think for the wider public, it's just about us not taking our foot off the accelerator with regards to education and with regards to helping the wider public to understand our needs and when things might be a little bit difficult, and social distancing and our ability to navigate during this strange time. So I think it's a combination of two things.
Vivian, thank you so much for sharing your experience on RNIV Connect Radio. It's been really insightful, and I hope getting out of lockdown goes as smoothly as possible for you.
Thank you very much.
We've adjusted as much as possible to the daily challenges the pandemic has created, but some of the more visual safety measures, like social distancing and changes to the environment, are going to continue to be major barriers to independence and confidence. As lockdown eases, we've got services and resources to help rebuild any lost confidence, and we're calling on the public and businesses to maintain the space. Be patient, be helpful. To access support or information, please phone the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999.